We'd like to say we appreciate the privilege to be here today. Glad to have you that's here in the service. Enjoyed the program they put on this morning. We're going to read some scripture, Lord, to help us. 2 Chronicles. Most of you can quote a good portion of this. We're going to read out of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. So again, we appreciate you being here. Appreciate your presence in this service. Just asked you to pray for us just a minute. We'll start with the first verse, 2 Chronicles. We know it's Easter Sunday. We appreciate you being here today, more than you'll know. A lot of folks, I was thinking as we was coming this way, it's just, you can tell something's different. You can tell it on the highways. People sort of make a special effort to try to come out on Easter Sunday. And I'm thankful you do. Say again, we're thankful you that you're here. It'd be better on you if you attended a little more regular. It really would. There's probably not anybody that don't know this scripture. Portions of it. Just portions of it. We're going to start with the first verse. Just want you to listen. It says, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests waited on their offices, the Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. When David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of peace offerings, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings and the meat offerings and the fat. Also at that same time Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation, from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt. And then the 8th day, they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. And on the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart for the goodness that the Lord had showed unto David and to Solomon and to Israel, his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house, he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom, according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land which I have given them. And this house which I have sanctified for my name will I cast out of my sight. and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house which is high shall be an astonishment to every one that passeth by it, so that he shall say, Why hath the Lord done this thus unto this house, this land, and unto this house? And it shall be answered, Because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshiped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the chapter, the seventh chapter of 2 Chronicles. As we've said, it's very familiar scripture. Now, you're going to have to pray for just a minute. Don't know altogether what we might do, what we might say. And I know, and I realize today that of which has been set aside and that we recognize Easter, that of a risen Savior. He's not in the tomb anymore. If you need to, you can go over and look in it. They say it's still there. He's not there. They laid him in a borrowed tomb, by the way, which Joseph, and they put him in Joseph's tomb, but he wasn't going to stay there when they put him in. He was going to be raised. He is going to rise. Scripture says so. Now, some of you was here for a sunrise service this morning. We had a sunrise service very early this morning. But it was a good service. I appreciate it. I really do. Now, I say again that, and you'll see, you can ride around and see, and there's a lot of folks puts a little sign out in their yard, and they'll put this verse on there. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, that's a promise that God had made unto Solomon and to the whole host of the children of Israel. He had made that promise. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, brethren, if they had seek his face, if they had humbled themselves, they had prayed to God, he said, then I'll hear from heaven. I will hear from heaven. I'm not going to preach on that this morning. You might think it's strange, but I, Lord help me just a little bit this morning. I'd like to preach on the power of God. The power of God. Brethren, that's not anything. Now, Solomon was a king. And Solomon, my friend, had already talked to the Lord about what he wanted. And he told the Lord that he didn't ask for a lot of things, but he asked for the wisdom to judge his people. That's what he asked for, and that's what the Lord gave him, along with a whole lot of other things. He made Solomon, my friend, very popular. Very popular across the land. There wasn't hardly anybody that didn't know Solomon. There's a lot of them, even that of the Queen of Sheba. She had heard a lot of things about Solomon, but she had to pack up and go over and just see for herself. And when she looked and saw all that she did, there's many things she said, but she said one thing. She said, the half hadn't been told me. The half. And said, even his servants are happy. Even his servants are happy. I want to talk to you this morning about the power of God. Brethren, God can move mountains. Yes, he can. Brethren, God can make a nation out of a pile of rocks. Yes, he can. Brethren, my God's able. Brethren, to cause the children of Israel to go across on dry ground, crossed over and swallowed up by enemy this morning. Woo! Think about it. Have you got a God that great? I'm asking you. I'm not playing with you. Brethren, do you believe in a God, brethren, that can still part the waters this morning? He can do it. He can do it. Children of Israel, my friend, they never would have. They never would have got out of Egypt had they not cried unto God, and God sent them a deliverer. You ain't going to get out of bondage till you cry. Gene said something this morning and he wiped his face. He said, you never would have got one of them out of him. You probably wouldn't have. But do you know what God, just as he said, God took that old stony heart that Gene Reimer had and he took it out. Thank God, and he put a heart of flesh in. One, brethren, he could work with. One he could mold. And one that could feel the Spirit of God this morning. Woo! You might think, why, preacher, God worked in them days. Now I know I'm no idiot. I know we're living in a different day. Brethren, we're living in a different time frame. And brethren, we think that a lot of things that people believed years ago is just old fogey. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's something that's still in force, is put in force by God. And brethren, you'll never find peace until you get born again this morning. You'll never find it. That's the power of God. Preacher, I don't know about that. God ain't going to jerk you up and save you. He's not going to pick you up and just shake you until, my friend, it shakes in you. He's not going to do it. But I'll tell you what he will do. My friend, he'll touch that heart. He'll finger around that heart. And brethren, he'll melt that heart. If you really seek him today, he can do it. He can change you just like that. And the truth of it is, you need to be changed. You need to get out of the form of religion that you're in. And brethren, you need to seek God while he might be found this morning. Preacher, I don't believe in all that. A lot of folks don't. But can I tell you something? Bible says when they come out of Egypt over there, God delivered them. They cried. God sent them a deliverer by the name of Moses. Sent him down there. Brethren, I want you to know that they got to the place they didn't even want to hear Moses. Yes, they did. But nonetheless, he delivered them finally. He delivered them. And when he delivered them, my friend Pharaoh come after them and they are standing before the Red Sea. That's where I was talking. Brethren, they had a mountain on the right and a mountain on the left, and the sea was in front of them and their enemy behind them. They had nowhere to go. Brethren, Bible said that Moses lifted that rod. My friend, them waters parted. There's a wall of water on both sides. They walked across on dry ground. Brethren, that's the power of God this morning. They crossed over. And they was on their journey. The Bible says that they had sent 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan. God had promised them they was going to go to the land of Canaan. Brethren, where the milk and honey flowed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory! Brethren, whether you have it or not this morning, the power of God is still real today. It'll still move waters. Yes, it will. I don't know about you. I really don't. I don't know where you stand. I don't know what you're searching for. I don't know what you're seeking after. But I can tell you one thing. Though David said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, brethren, we would have perished, my friend. In other words, we'd been done away with. Moses, a little bit before this, Moses had talked to Raguel, his father-in-law's son. He had talked to him and he said, Raguel, he said, come go with us. Come go with us, said the Lord has spoken good things concerning Israel. Brethren, I'm here to tell you this morning, you ought to just come go with us. Brethren, you think this world's got some goods in it? You've seen nothing. Brethren, let Jesus come in your heart. Brethren, you'll see everything this morning. Yes, you will. Moses sent out 12 men to spy out the land of Canaan. The Bible says it took them 40 days to spy out that country. And they come back. The scripture says there's a cluster of grapes, my friend, that if it took two of them to carry it. It was between two of them on a staff, a cluster of grapes. That is just one little evidence, brethren, of what was over in that country. The Bible says that it come back between two. It don't say it was Joshua and Caleb, but I've often thought, my friend, is probably Joshua and Caleb brought them back. Why you say that, preacher? They is the only two that believed.
There's only two, my friend, that said we can go over. We're well able, my friend, to overcome that of the land of Canaan, brethren, by the help of our God. Can I tell you something? My friend, it's only by the help of God we're able to do anything. Even today, you say, preacher, things in this world you don't even know about, my friend, that's more powerful than anything. They're not anything more powerful than my God this morning. I believe that. Preacher, you're living in a fantasy world. Just let me live on. Can I say that? Just let me live on. I've lived in it this long. Let me live on. Brethren, you might think, well, preacher, God don't move in this and he don't move in that. That's what you think. Brethren, it was not Pharaoh and all his wisdom that parted that water. It was not Moses, brethren, that parted that water. It was God that parted that water and made a way where there was no way. 10 spies come back and they said, we can't do it. We can't go. The giants, they's giants over. And they were. And Joshua and Caleb spoke up and said, yes, there's giants over there. But by our God, we're well able to overcome them. Huh? They wasn't too much worried about the giants. Brethren, I want you to know that the children of Israel believed the evil report. What report you going to believe this morning? What report are you standing on as you go down your journey? I know this morning you might say, preacher, it's Easter and we want to hear a good old honey message. And I got news for you. This one is full of honey. It's just according to what you believe. Yes, it is. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not here this morning trying to take advantage of anybody, but I want you to know one thing. You're sitting here and I'm going to preach to you. Glory to God! You may never come back. I realize that. I do. I realize that. Glory! 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 Thank God my God is real, folks. How do you, preacher? I've had people ask me this. How do you, preacher? How do you pick your message? And I tell most of them when they say it like that, I said, that's pretty easy. I don't pick them. It's pretty easy. I don't pick them. I don't pick the time. I don't pick the place. You say, preacher, I don't understand. You never will until you understand God's way this morning. You never will understand. You know, it's amazing to me how the Lord works. Isn't it you? God amazes me. They sung about the grace. They put on the program about grace this morning. And there is it, God's riches at Christ's expense. It's what it is. God give you everything because of His Son! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Power of God. The power of God. Solomon knowed. Do you know that Solomon, you go some of the most beautiful prayers ever been prayed prior to 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. Solomon prayed. Brethren, you know what he prayed? He had done built this magnificent temple. And he knowed it was nothing. He knowed, my friend, it was nothing. Except God put his presence in it. Amen. That's what he said in the 7th chapter. The Lord said, I'll put my name there. That's what he said. I'll put my name there. Listen to me. He said, and I'll dwell there. And he goes on down. You can read over in the next chapter or so. He said, even a stranger, if a stranger would look toward this place, he said, I will hear him. How many of you has had your prayers answered? You know, I think a lot of times, I really do, we focus sometimes in a narrow window. Our focus a lot of times, my friend, is on what I'm facing right now. And we forget sometimes what we're facing right now, that the same God that delivered us a month ago, or a year ago, or 10 years ago, the same God's still able to deliver us this morning. And he is. Not only is he will. But did you know what? You know why and what he will do? Do you know why he'll do it? He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear from heaven. There's something, my friend, about God's power. There's something, brethren, about the powerhouse of God that we ought to get familiar with. Preacher, I'm just a little nobody. It doesn't matter who you are. It don't matter if your name's in lights or if they'll never be in lights. My friend, God ain't concerned too much with that. Brethren, but if you'll cry, if you'll call upon his name with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, brethren, he will save you today. He'll do it. And when he does it, my friend, God will save you for his son's sake, Christ Jesus. It's what Jesus come for. He came into this world that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. You never will find a hiding place, brethren, that'll hide you from the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows where you are. He knows who you are. Brethren, he knows whether or not that heart's been touched. Now I'm going to say this. You want to talk about the power of God? Gene was talking about trembling a while ago. Do you know there's scripture in there that says that he had looked to a man, as such be of a contrite spirit and a broken heart, and that trembleth at my word. What he said. You want to get an answer from God? Call him. Call him. Get in touch with him. Cry out. Brethren, cry. See if God won't hear you. He will. He will. Not, he won't just hear you. He'll answer you. Yes, he will. He'll answer you. I thought, my friend, you think about the power of God. There's so many places in the Word of God that you could go to just show you a little representation of God's power. But I want you to know he's great enough to turn this world upside down. Brethren, yet he's small enough, he'll turn your world upside down. He's able to hold you in the palm of his hand. Little children sang a song, he's got the whole world in his hand. That's just how big he is. He's got the whole world in his hand. Preacher, what makes you believe, my friend? I'll tell you, it's my faith. My faith. My faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, if I don't make it, it's going to be because, my friend, I've still got a hold of Jesus Christ. I don't believe he's going to fail me. There wasn't but one man sent into this world for the sin of this world, and his name was Jesus. He is born in a lowly manger. Yes, he was. And what we celebrate today is his resurrection. Death, my friend, death had laid hold of him. There's not a person living, my friend, that will not face death. You will face it. It will come home one day. You know what makes the difference of death? And I'm not talking, my friend. Jesus tasted death. For every man, you might say, preacher, I don't know that I could believe all that. I want you to know, I just put it this way. I thought, well, they've been in revival down at Stoner's this week. We've been down there all week. We went every night except last night. Didn't go last night. But we went all week. And brethren, there's just a good, sweet spirit. Brethren, there's a good drawing spirit. And I thought, well, just what in the world is it going to take? And you know what the Lord spoke to me? He said, Randy, they're going to have to get in the same shape you got in. They're going to have to get convicted. Brethren, they're going to have to become lost. Undone. Have nowhere in this world to turn. Then I'll save them. One preacher said one night, my friend, that a lot of people, it's not that God... The Bible says it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. All. All. Brethren, he didn't die for one person. He died for all. Now, brethren, you can stay. If the Lord has dealt with your heart, Brethren, it will not get easier. It'll actually get worse. Preacher, you ought not say that. The truth of it is, you ain't going to move until it gets worse. Do you know that? You're not. You're not going to do anything until you just have to. Preacher, I don't believe that old mumbo jumbo. You can call it what you want to. You let the Lord get a hold of you. You let God's Spirit get a hold of that heart. You'll tremble. Yes, you will. You'll tremble. Brethren, you'll get to the place that you have to let go. Thank God of the world and take hold of Jesus. You'll find out it's be the best thing you ever done. Preacher, it's Easter. We want to hear about His resurrection. Well, you listen. You listen. The power of God. Brethren, the power that God had in the beginning when He created this thing. Preacher, they don't teach that no more. I know they don't, but I'm going to tell you about it. When God created the heavens and the earth and everything that was within, He done it in 6 days. Yes, He did. And the Bible says He rested on the Sabbath. Seventh day He rested. Brethren, that same God that clave out that lake, that sea. Yes, sir. The same one, my friend, that spoke in existence and said, "Let there be light." And brethren, they was light. Same one. What have you created? What have you mustered up lately? Think about it. We're living in a day, my friend, where the creature is telling the Creator what they going to do. But I'm going to tell you something. The first mistake you've ever made, my friend, is forgetting that you're the creature. He's the potter. You're the clay. He's the creator. You're the creature. Believe it or not, I can prove to you by the Word of God, my friend, that whether you live or whether you die, you are the Lord's. You belong to Him. Book says so. Tells us so. Why, preacher, I got a mother and a daddy. You know, we're living in a day, my friend, that ain't real popular. It's a shame and a disgrace. I'm just going to be honest with you. Preacher, this is Easter message. I'm just going to be honest with you. Brethren, you best be glad that me or some of these sitting here ain't your God. Think about it. I don't hate you this morning. It's not. I'm not preaching a hate ministry. My friend, God loves you. He ain't the only one. We love you. But brethren, we hate the sin and what it's doing in your life. Yes, sir. You continue just like you're going, folks. You're going to end up in a no good end. And it will end. It will. Preacher, they surely ain't going to come back you preaching like this. That's okay. I'm going to preach it to you. I got liberty to do so. I'm going to preach it to you. Yes, sir. Thank God, Gene Roberts. You ain't the only one that God ever saved, my friend. You know why Gene gets up and talks like he does, my friend? Because he knows who he was. Who he was, Robert. Thank God they sang a song, says, I'm not the man I used to be. Woo! You know why I'm not? Because of the power of God, my friend. Some of you young folks think you invented things. Well, by stars, me and my boys was doing it before you was ever born. Huh? And the truth of it is, my dad and his dad and his dad before him was doing those things. You ain't invented nothing. Huh? You know what Ecclesiastes tells you? He tells you there ain't no new thing under the sun. He said, what was, my friend, is going to be. And what's going to be is already been. Yes! Glory to God! But God's power will change your life. You can't do it. Preacher, I go to rehab. Won't help you. Won't help you. Preacher, I got a problem. I'm going to say this. I got somebody can fix it. Yeah, woo! Brethren, he can fix your problem, whatever it is. But you're going to have to bring it to him. You're going to have to open up that old stubborn heart and allow the Lord to come in. Yes, you are. The power of God, it changes things. Yes, sir. You may think, my friend, you may think that sun and that moon, them stars, they just hanging around up there. There's no rule of nothing. But there are. It's not that the sun come up this morning. It's that the earth turned her axis. Yes, sir. The earth's what's turning. The sun and the moon's on their course. Woo! You ain't going to change it, my friend. No, you're not. Brethren, I'm not a chemist. Not a doctor. But I know a few things. And there's some things, my friend, that the scientists can't even figure out. Huh? They've been trying it for years and they still can't figure it out. No, they can't. You know why they can't? Because they didn't create it. I often said years ago they come out with a test tube baby, but they never did do it without a seed. Amen. Yeah. Think about it. Brethren, all they can do is alter a few things, my friend, that's already here. Already created. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They didn't put this body together. They can study it. They can know it by the back of their hand, but they didn't create it. They didn't put it into existence. Listen, folks, the power of God. He said, if I send pestilence upon the land, he said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He says, then will I hear from heaven. Did he not? Can I tell you something? I'm going to tell you something. This morning, it might not amaze you, but it amazes me. Did you know the church has power? Did you know the church can move things? Brother, not just that God's got power. He gave that power to the church. Yes, he did. And the church can move things. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and you can believe it, you not believe it, spit it up, do what you want to with it. Brethren, the church has power, my friend, and if she uses her power, my friend, you're in a dangerous place. Preacher, you talk like it's funny. It ain't funny. I'm just glad she's got the power. The Bible talks about a man laying on the bed. And it says that bed draws up. That bed draws up. It gets narrow. And the covers, my friend, get off of it. Yes, sir. Why, preacher? Because of you and your evil deeds. Preacher, I didn't know that. I believe with all my heart, my friend. The Bible says that, oh, they took the world, quote, quote, that then was, took Peter and they put him in prison. The Bible says that they met over at a house. Who was they? The church. They met over at a house and they began to pray. And in their prayer, my friend, they was praying that Peter might not be put to death. They had done killed James. And it looked like it pleased the people to do so. We're living in a time, my friend, what it looks like, my friend, everything you can do against the church is okay. But I'm going to tell you something. The church has power. Yes, she does. Brethren, and the church got to praying. The Bible says that it's like Peter fell in a trance. There's one come and got him. Yes, sir. Took him out of the prison. Let him out. Said the gates just opened. Let him out past the gate, my friend. And he come to himself. And he came to himself. He wondered about this thing, but he went to the church. Did he not? The church has power. Brethren, she say you live and you'll live today. Some of you don't believe this. The church say you die and you'll die. Preacher, I won't have that. Why won't you? Jesus left the power with the church, did he not? I just happen to believe, my friend, that the church can still move the waters. Yes, sir. You remember years ago, my friend, they'd get in revival meetings. They wouldn't ask brethren prayer for the children. They'd call their name. Amen. Just call their name. And my friend, and they get in meeting, my friend, and they've been praying for you just right and just long enough, they come see you. You sitting in the pew. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't know about all that. Why don't you? Does that scare you? The church has power. It's nothing, my friend, for God to deal with your heart. But brethren, it's something when you can fight. When you can fight and disregard the calling of God. Brethren, you're against the power of God. Do you know that? Church, the church can help you. Yes, sir. She can help you. She's here to help you. I believe, I'm going to tell this, it's come to me. Brother Fonzie Cochran, clerk of this church for 40-something years. He made moonshine. Yes, he did. That's looking back on it, my friend. It's a good story. Wonderful. Wonderful. Do you know what happened to Fonzie? One thing. Church got a hold of him. Through his wife. He married a woman that believed in going to church. And that ain't all she believed in. She believed the Lord could change Fonzie. She believed that, Steve. She did. Though Fonzie made moonshine. Yes, sir. I can tell that some of his people here, they know it. They've heard me tell it before. I tell you, when Fonzie told me about that, it just done something for me. It done me good. Huh? It done me good. Over at Holly Springs, I used to say Mountain Dew. It wasn't Mountain Dew, it was Holly Springs. Creek. Which one is it? Cool Springs, Holly Creek. We got them all over. Holly Creek, I guess it was. Is that right? I'll get the right one. They was running revival. Evidently, it went pretty good the first week. They made 2 weeks out of it. They went the second week. Some of us can't come 3 nights. Did you know that? Shame on us. Shame. I just had to throw that in. But listen. Listen. Second week. Evidently, revival going pretty good. Friday night. Second week, Friday night. They done broke. Done let out. People all out in the yard. Here come Fonzie Cochran. Yeah. Here come Fonzie Cochran. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. The church can move you. You might not want to be moved. The church can move you. Fonzie said the Lord got a hold of him. Huh? They's having revival down here at Holly Creek. He's on the mountain. Making moonshine. Yes, sir. But the Lord got a hold of him. What happened to you, Gene? Lord got a hold of you, didn't he? Yeah. He sure did. Fonzie said, I come down there. They had done broke. They seen Fonzie come up, my friend. They all went in and prayed with him. God saved him. Friday night, second week, Holly Creek. I got it right. You know what Fonzie told me? He said, Randy, he said, I ain't never been back. Huh? Yeah. Huh? Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! You ain't no change of moonshiner yourself, brethren, but God can do it. I don't care what you own or had or done or anything else. God's able. The power of God will change you. But I'm going to say it just as honest as I can be. I was 15 years old when God saved me. Hadn't done a whole lot in this world, but yet I was headed on the wrong path. I'm talking about a downward path. And I knowed it. And it didn't bother me too much till I started having to go to church. My mother got saved. I'm not going to get into all that. My mother got saved. My dad come around, said he was going to leave my mother. Said she had done went religious on him, and he didn't know what he was going to do. He didn't go to church, and I didn't either. And that's one Wednesday night. She is gone. That's what he told me. Lo, I didn't know what was wrong with him. The Lord was dealing with him. He's about to lose his mind. I'm afraid. That's Wednesday night. Thursday morning, about 2:30, side of his bed, he got saved. Yeah. You know what happened Sunday? Here we go to church. I went to church. I wound up at a church something similar to this. My friend, there's a man preached about like I preached to you this morning. I was 15 years old. You got to remember, us 15 year olds, we had the world by the tail. We knowed it all. I did. I knowed it all. I left that house that day and I said, that's a madman. That's what I said. I'll tell you what I said in my heart. That's a madman. That man don't know what he's talking about. Huh? I laid my head on my pillow that night, my friend. I want you to know that man mad didn't get in the bed with me. But brethren, there's something that he said that got a hold of me. Yes, sir. I mean, it had a hold of me. First night. And I fought it. And I fought it. And I fought it. I did. I'm telling you the truth, folks. Meeting after meeting, there's meetings I'd sit back there and just hold. One Wednesday night, they didn't have preaching, didn't preach, had testimony meeting. But this particular Wednesday night, preacher got up and preached. Yes, he did. I couldn't tell you what he preached. I'm honest about it. You may think this morning, well, preacher, you've just made a fool of yourself. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You're the fool. I'll just put it on you. You ain't going to get by, my friend. God's got your number. He sent you a message where you want it or not. Yes, sir. This Wednesday night, they preached. He preached. I sat about three-quarters of the way back. After he preached, he asked choir to get a song. We're going to give altar call. Yeah. We're going to give a Wednesday night, we're going to give altar call. That's what I was thinking. Why are we giving altar call? Brethren, I stood there just a trembling. I mean a shaking and a trembling. Lo and behold, they got finished with the first verse, and I said, Lord, I said, they sang another, and I'm going. I had all I could handle. What's the odds of them singing two verses on Wednesday night? That's what I thought. You know what? He said a few words around there and he turned around and he said, Brother Choir Director, he said, sing us one more verse. Glory! Yeah. Can I tell you something? Best thing that ever happened to me. Best thing. Changed my life. Changed my life. I'm like Fonzie Cochran. Ain't never been back. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! God's able to save you this morning. He is. Not only is he able, he'll do it. Get a verse. There's more and more in the scripture. You want to talk about how much power the church has? Brethren, after the day of Pentecost, she got power. Did you know that? She got power. Because the Holy Spirit come back. The Comforter. And the Comforter will dwell with you. Yes, it will. You'll never be alone. You'll never be alone. I venture to say, my friend, that there's several people in this service, my friend, that's not satisfied with where they are. Some of you is not satisfied because you know the difference. Some of you is not satisfied because you know that you're not right where you are. Preacher, I ain't moving for you. You don't have to move for me. You know what? I'll go home here in a few minutes. And I can look over at my wife and I can say, I preached what God gave me. And when I lay my head on my pillow tonight, I can sleep like a baby. Yeah. Yes, sir. But you won't. Preacher, you're just too personal this morning. The truth of it is, if it don't get personal with you, my friend, you'll never move. Amen. You'll never do a thing. You'll float right along. You know what it is, I heard a preacher say one time? Easiest thing this world to do. Easiest thing. You go get you a boat and get out here on Coosawattee. You put her in. You don't even have to oar. You'll go right down that river. You'll float right along with everything. That's down there. Right now it's up. She got a lot of debris too. A lot of hazards. Yes, that's what you'll do. You'll get right in a boat. Well, preacher, I'm just as good as the next. And my friend, Jesus ain't going to ask you about her or him or him or her or you, is he? You know who he's going to talk to Randy about?
Amen.
Randy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad, my friend, of what I can feel in my heart. But I'm glad this morning, my friend, that I've made my election and calling sure. I've been born again. Ain't nothing you can do about it. I've been born again. I got mine. I got it. Yes, sir. Well, preacher, why you just keep preaching? I want you to get it. Yes, sir. It's the best. I tell you, if you had the best recipe that there was, my friend, wouldn't you want somebody to eat it? Sure you would. I'd like somebody to just taste it. Wouldn't you, Leroy? Just taste it. When it comes time for you to leave this world, you might could leave like old Frank Owens.
Yeah.
Huh? What you said, wouldn't you? Whew. He is gone. He was. Preacher, done. You don't want to talk about them folks. Them, I ain't hurting them folks. The power of God. You may think not. You may leave here today. Well, preacher, I'm going to live my own life. You are liable to have that privilege. But there's going to come a day, my friend, that you're going to need the Lord. There's going to come a day that you're going to need Him. Can you find Him? Can you call on Him? Can you depend upon Him? Can you? I'd like to know if I cried out to God that He'd hear me. Don't you? I do. Let us stand.